Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up, all the teachers, come to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. We just let it be. Na 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl. Just you and me.
Breaking up with Linda Michelle.
Oh, you said it, girl.
Michelle,
Michelle. Yeah.
The land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
They want
it. We give, showing others how to live.
We care, share, we love all through the land.
Well, waking up out there, it is Tele Tuesday. Good evening. Good night, good morning, good afternoon, wherever you're listening in from. Welcome in. We have Miss Stephanie Haynes coming on with us. She's going to keep us in balance here. We're speaking on that chakra number 4 today. That's the heart chakra. You know, from a healed, peaceful heart, humility is born. From humility, a willingness to listen to others is born. From a willingness to listen to others, mutual understanding is born. That heart chakra balances out everything. You know, it's there when you need it. It's there when you don't need it. And it's nothing like receiving or giving heartfelt information. And believe me, it is the difference on that. So we're going to move on through here. Tomorrow will be Tyree Nichols-Lentis. And I heard something today about restaurants, and they're going to be doing service charges at peak times, okay? So find out your favorite restaurant, find out when the peak times are, and don't go so you can save you some money. I'm just going to pay you a little of this. Before we have Ms. Stephanie Haynes coming on with us, the author of The Healing of the Wounds. She's in the community. She has a lot of exciting stuff to share. I hope we have time. But we're going to be speaking on that heart chakra. Let's get going. Relax in. It is Tele Tuesday. Just a little bit of this to get you in gear.
Thank you.
looking over your shoulder. Ooh, please don't rush in this time. I'm sure how you feel. Hold on my heart. Just throw me a lifeline. Could I keep a place for you?
That's right, and Stephanie Ames is here with us to teach us or share with us, educate us on that heart chakra, what happens when it's in balance and what happens when it's out of balance. Stephanie Ames, how are you doing, and welcome in.
Good evening, Linda, and how are you doing, and thanks for having me this evening.
Well, we appreciate you. You know we love you. We know you busy, busy, busy out there. And this event that's coming up, I know that has you going. But welcome in. Thank you for taking out the time to come and share and care with us. You know, we like this chakra series. We like everything you do. But this keeps us in line and keeps us balanced. So I'm just going to be quiet over here and tell you to just get us going here so we can open it up, close it up, recognize it when it's not working, and know what to do with it.
All right. So good evening, listeners, and hope everyone is well. So tonight's topic is on the heart chakra. One love, one heart, one destiny. Bob Marley. Now, as the fourth of the main energy centers, the heart chakra is found at the center of the chest and between the shoulders blade and the back. Now, the Sanskrit name for the heart chakra is Anahata, which means unstruck, unhurt, unbeaten, and give a nod to the pure loving nature of the fourth chakra. Now, in many ways, the heart chakra serves as the energy center for love and our ability to both give and receive it, as well as the qualities of compassion, empathy, and forgiveness. It is also the center for the connection and facilitates our ability to be connected to all beings and objects. We are able to see the connection between ourselves and the rest of life on Earth. The fourth energy center is considered the energetic bridge between the physical and spiritual realm, acting as an unfiltered between the three lower chakras, which relates to our human individuality, and the three upper chakras, which are of the spiritual sense and are the realms of our soul. Now, when the heart chakra is open and flowing well, you will emit a loving energy and be capable of loving yourself and others, and you will receive the love you give. You will feel deeply connected and enjoy harmonious exchange with others. You would see good in everything and everyone and appreciate beauty in the smallest of details. In that sense, as the ancient sage would say, you will have that spark of the divine. Now, this energy should help us to realize interconnectedness that makes us one in contrast to the polarity of much of the other aspects of our lives. Now, when this chakra is in balance, it is an overactive or underactive. Now, in the case of an underactive chakra, the energy flows is blocked or stagnant, and we may find our heart or almost closed off. That we are emotionally closed or numb. We might struggle with giving or receiving love, or we may find it difficult to forgive others or get over past pain. We may be self-isolating, lack of empathy or compassion, and feel disconnected from others. We may grapple with self-love and be unduly critical of ourselves and others. Active heart chakra, they may be too much energy flowing, which means we overly connect to others, leading to misjudgment, giving too much, or codependency in relationship. We may appear loving to others, but the motivation comes from not feeling complete within ourselves. We may neglect our own emotions and fail to love ourselves. Now, lacking boundaries with others and saying yes, even when it is detrimental to yourself, this can lead to all kinds of imbalance within our lives and can have a negative impact on ourselves, over our well-being, our symptoms. Other systems may be an overactive heart chakra, may be feared of abandonment, jealousy, possessiveness, and emotional dependency. Now, the heart chakra rules the organs and body parts found closer to it, the heart, the lungs, respiratory system, the thymus, and the upper back. Now, when the fourth energy center is imbalanced in some way, we can experience a multitude of physical symptoms, such as chest pain and heart disease, respiratory issues including asthma, restlessness including palpitation, shortness of breath, panic attack, depression, insomnia, lack of energy, immune system deficiency, shoulders and upper back pain. Now when the chakra is open, it rules our emotional energy. When it's open, you may experience a surge of emotions, some that may have been buried and others that you may have thought you have dealt with. Now, these can make you feel a deep sense of loss. You might probably need to process emotions, especially any that you swept under the carpet. In the case of a blocked inactive chakra, or you may suddenly have an emotional hangover, drained and overwhelmed by emotions from an overactive heart chakra. Now, when your heart chakra opens, this wave of emotion is likely to affect your physical body, too. You may feel heart or chest pain, shortness of breath, or even palpitations as you allow yourself to feel once more. You may experience insomnia as you navigate this emotion roller coaster, which can defeat your immune system temporarily, making you prone to sickness. As always, these symptoms will pass, but the emotion will need processing. You must be kind to yourself and give yourself the space and tools to process them, which in turn will help alleviate any physical discomfort. Now, the goddess archetype is the lover. The lover emphasizes the heart chakra. Her mode of operation is to love, connect, and live from a heart-centered place. While many people think that the lover is all about sex, sensuality, intimacy, the lover is actually about such much more. She precedes over all love, romantic, familiar, platonic, and divine. She seeks unity and connection among all beings, mirroring the oneness of the heart chakra. Now, the lover seeks to spread love and connection. She's infused every aspect of her life with love, and she is dedicated. She's dedicated, she's committed, and she's also faithful. Now, relationships are her main purpose, and she is unafraid of expressing her emotions, seeking this as an essential part of the heart-centered living. Central and bohemian, she is in love with love and in love with life. The lover is a shining example of how to live with an open and flowing heart chakra. Seeing the beauty in everyone and everything, and experience love in all forms and places. In history, she was known to the Greeks as Aphrodite and to the Romans as Venus. She is revered in films, art, literature as a seductress of sorts, but her persona extends far beyond sex and intimacy. The lover, just like Venus, focused much of her energy on creating a beautiful life. One she can love. Now, as enthusiasts of ecstatic beauty, nature, and art, the lover takes time to feel beautiful inside and out. A powerful form of self-care, and creates beautiful environment wherever she goes. Now, each of us can turn to the lover as a role model for how to live from our heart chakra by taking on her loving traits. We can learn to love ourselves and others and live from a truly heart-centered place. Now, when we see beauty and experience uplifting joy in day-to-day life, and can enjoy better relationships of all kinds. So now we're going to go into the heart chakra stone. Now, while some of these stones connect to the heart chakra, they are pink, the color that traditionally is most associated with the heart chakra, and love is green. Now, the rose quartz is the most popular and well-known stone for healing the heart chakra by soothing internal pain and transmuting emotional conditions. It encourages self-love and self-forgiveness and promotes love and beauty of all sorts. Placing this stone by your bedside is good when you are going through a time of emotional process and healing. Now, rose quartz can also help draw in romantic love for those who are seeking it. All right, and the next one is margonite. Now, this is one of my favorite stones. It has like a little pinkish hue, similar to rose quartz. Another healer of the heart chakra, margonite helps clear emotional pain and open up the heart to receiving and giving love. It's a very popular stone for facilitating shift with romantic love. And wearing this beautiful heart-lifting stone as jewelry can help heal old wounds and draw in romantic love. The chrysoprase is a cheerful and uplifting green stone. It is wonderful for meditation, as it helps us with personal insight, remembering our divine connection, and facilitating our connection to all beings. This stone is also excellent for healing deep emotional trauma and anxiety and helping us forgive ourselves and others for past events. Now, holding a promise, chrysoprase when meditating or having it on your altar or beside your bed, it's opening up and balancing the heart chakra that helps with this process. Emerald, so that's the green, is known as the stone of successful love. Emerald promotes unity, unconditional love, loyalty, and partnership. This stone helps harmonize relationships of all sorts, but it is particularly powerful for promoting domestic bliss. While emerald has a calming effect on emotions, it also acts as an invigorator for the mind. It's a loving stone to wear as jewelry, as a beautiful way of facilitating openness of the heart chakra. Be mindful, however, of overstimulation. Wearing or using emerald all the time is unnecessary and not recommended. Now we're going to go into the heart chakra oils. So we're going to talk about rose. Rose is a soft and sweet rose. It evokes feeling of love. So it is no surprise that is one of the most powerful scents for working with the heart chakra. Just simply sniffing the scents of rose oil can help calm the heart and mind. You can also diffuse it to help permeate your space and with loving, calming energy. Now, I personally like to dab a bit of this oil on my chest and neck to really connect to the heart chakra. It's also a marvelous oil to mix with a carrier oil and use it as a massage. Jasmine is another sweet essential oil. Jasmine, which is known for its aphrodisiac properties, but is also fantastic for calming our emotions and relieving the anger and stress that can be associated with harboring old wounds. Diffusing this oil in any space automatically creates a calming and sensual environment. I highly recommend using this oil in a room or as a personal spray. Lavender is versatile. Lavender can be used for all the chakras. It is particularly potent as healing emotional stress that can be felt through the heart chakra. In releasing feelings of self-doubt, it is very calming and relaxing and is wonderful mixed with a carrier oil for massaging purpose, diffuse, or directly inhale. A dab of lavender oil on the chest and the temple can help in the heart chakra ritual and meditation. Neroli comes from the blossom of an orange tree and has a distinctive exotic citric floor scent. Popular as a blend in massaging oil, neroli oil has a sensual undertone that helps promote your physical connection, but it also has a soothing effect. Diffuse neroli oil or inhale it directly to help open the heart chakra and to encourage trust and promote a sense of security which would allow love to come in. All right, so for those who have not grabbed a pen and paper, this is the opportunity to do that. Now we're going to mix all the oils together and to make a rebalancing oil used to balance in the heart. Now, this blend will help you to heal and open your heart, center, and protect and practice compassion, allowing you to connect to yourself and to others more easily. Now, the ingredients that you need is 2 tablespoons of jojoba oil or any other carrier oil like almond or coconut, 3 drops of rose essential oil, 2 drops of jasmine, 2 drops of lavender, and 1 drop of neroli. Now, you're going to need a 2-ounce dark glass bottle and a dropper. The first thing you're going to do is pour the jojoba oil into a dark glass bottle. Number 2, you're going to use a dropper and add each essential oil. You're going to cover the bottle and swirl it gently. Now, you can use this oil as a massage oil. You're going to dab some on your mid-back, your temple, or your wrist. And just remember, this only for external use only, not to ingest. Now, for those who are not in your sacred place, this is an opportunity to get comfortable, because now we're going to go into our meditation, our visualization, activation, and reflection, and then we're going to go into our affirmations. And I just want you to get comfortable. You can either lay down or you can just sit in your sacred place. And you can close your eyes. And taking in a deep cleansing breath as you inhale and exhale out. Once again, take a deep breath in through your nose, and then exhale out through the mouth. And you can do a little sigh if necessary. Just letting the muscles relax. You can repeat this as many times as needed until you feel relaxed and ready for meditation. Continue to inhale and exhale deeply. Place one hand over your chest and visualize your breath coming in and out of your heart center. Keeping your eyes closed, repeat to yourself, I know that love is the essence of who I am and the purpose of my existence, and so I see my heart chakra. Now visualize a green crescent moon at your chest. Look at the exact shade and notice the size of this crescent moon. Observe it, its dimensions, and any other noticeable details about the crescent, including if it is spinning or static. Notice how this crescent moon feels and what might insights you receive about any imbalance or blockage, or what you might need to do to bring your heart chakra to energetic equilibrium. Once you feel you have observed the crescent moon, paying significant insight into the functioning of your heart chakra, now take a moment to acknowledge and give gratitude to this energy point in your body. You can gently just open up your eyes. Now we're going to go into the activation. You know, given that the nature and the function of the heart chakra, it would be sensible to prepare for the activation by indulging in a little self-care, whether that's enjoying a facial, a body treatment, or a simple relaxing bubble bath. Show yourself some tender, loving care to best facilitate the opening and the lining of your heart center. As always, clear your sacred space to set the tone for the soothing facilitation of this heart chakra activation. Conduct a sage burning ceremony and then diffuse a combination of the heart chakra oil to create an ambiance of relaxation and connection. wearing the color green, especially as a top, can also help activate the heart chakra. This activation is best performed either lying down or seated. Once you are in a comfortable position, close your eyes, and just take a few moments to get settled. Focusing on breathing slowly and fully relaxing and loosening up the muscles in your body so you can feel soft and supine. Now I want you to take the palms of your hands and just rub some healing energy into them. And you're going to place one over your heart center and one over your belly. Begin to breathe in your belly, sending that breath up into the heart center and feeling it expand and rise. As you exhale, feel your chest drop as the air leaves your body, contracting your belly. Repeat this a few times with slow, deep breaths and start to visualize a green light filling your chest with the breath as you inhale and exhale. Bring your mind's eye to the green crescent moon at your chest, which represents your heart chakra. See the green light fill up this crescent moon, which starts to grow in size and vividness with each breath. See the moon growing up so large that it fills your entire chest. And you slowly begin to spin, picking up speed until you no longer see the moon, and it is simply a vibrant, whirling green light that floods your chest and the rest of your body. As this green light infuses your body, bring both hands to your chest and feel your chest expand and soften. Visualize the energy flowing from this green moon and your chest chakra, your heart chakra, throughout your body. You can visualize this as a green light that permeates your entire physical being. As you see and feel this energy flowing your body, feel love and compassion for yourself and feel that sense of love fill your entire physical being with joy. Now this time we're going to do some reflecting. And this is the time to collect your heart chakra stones. And if you want, you're going to stop and go get you some tea if need be. But this is a time to also, that's the start of sipping on some chamomile, some jasmine tea just to relax you. You can light a rose or jasmine scented candle or even an incense stick. Then you're going to take a couple few drops of the compassion and connection blend that we blended together earlier. And you're going to take some of that oil and just dab it on your neck, your wrist, and your temple. And just gently massage a drop or two onto your chest. Let's take a few deep breaths in and out of your heart center with your eyes closed. Gently open up your eyes and just jot down what came up for you from the visualization, meditation, and the activation. Reflect on what you have learned about your heart chakra and the underactive or overactive symptoms. Note whether you have felt any of these symptoms or issues, as well as any other insight you may have as to what you need for your heart center to be fully open and flowing healthy. Now ask yourself, do you love yourself and others? Can you forgive yourself and others? Do you love life, feel at peace? Do you believe that we are all centered and connected? Can you see the connection between yourself and others? How do you experience joy in your life? And what would you like to do to cultivate more joy? Give you a couple of seconds to complete that. Now we're going to go into the heart chakra affirmations. The heart chakra affirmation should be repeated multiple times a day. When opening and aligning the heart chakra, given that self-love foundation from which we achieve milestones in our lives, it is useful to repeat these affirmations regularly to remind yourself of your true essence, allow you to honor yourself and connect better with others. As with all the affirmations, you can also repeat them silently as a part of a meditation practice, although for the maximum benefit, they are best repeated out loud for at least part of your ritual. Now to begin, gently massage some of your compassion connection blend or rose oil and just rub some on your chest. You can be standing or you can sit, but if you're going to stand, stand tall, and if you're going to sit, sit tall. With your feet planted firmly on the ground and your head held high. Now as you repeat each affirmation, visualize a green light entering into your heart center and becoming brighter and more vivid with each affirmation. Feel this light as the pure, loving essential of your true self. With each affirmation, feel a sense of love, peace, and joy flooding your entire heart center and body. So grab your pen and pencil and paper and write down these affirmations if you would like. I know that in truth, we are all connected and love is our true essence. I operate from a foundation of love. I feel love and compassion for myself and others. I am at peace with myself and others. I find joy and connection in every day life. I love fully and freely. Love is flowing towards me, through me, and all kinds. I radiate love, and it is returned to me expertlessly. The universe surrounds me with love. I see and experience beauty everywhere I go. All right. So that's the end of the heart chakra.
Well, you know I will be writing, re-listening, because I go back through, and I suggest that everybody else does, and just write down those affirmations word for word, because actually they really, really, really work. Stephanie, we appreciate you getting us in balance, opening and closed, but can you talk with us again about this beautiful African-American Black Summit that's coming up? Can you share some of that with us? Let us know, you know,
Yeah, actually that event was today, Miss Linda.
Are you serious?
Yes.
It was the 31st. I thought the event, I thought it had to, you had to RSVP. Oh, my goodness. I've really been on a spin wheel over here. And you didn't hear from me. I wish you would have reminded me.
Well, we talked the other night, remember?
But you were going to get back with me. And for some strange reason, I thought that you had to RSVP by the... Oh, my goodness. I really got it mixed up. Oh, well, okay. Well, I'll talk to you about it when it's the next one. Oh, my goodness. It's like spinning over here.
Yeah, I understand. But it was a great event.
Okay.
And but the next event that I'll be holding would be February the, I think the 16th is I've Grown in Sexy.
Okay, that's on the
event.
Friday.
It's gonna be, right, it's on the third Thursday of the month.
Okay.
7 p.m. via Zoom.
Okay.
And the topic is going to be heart health and sex.
Heart health and sex.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. As we know, February is Heart Month. And
yes.
Yes. So we want to educate, you know, I 40 and over to
okay.
really look at their heart. You know, so. That's what's going to be happening in February.
Okay. Yeah, we're moving so fast over here because, you know, we have a big project. And it's a daily project going through different phases, right? And each day, when we close down the day, we prepare for the next day, okay? And it's been very, it's fast moving, but it takes a lot of coordination. And I'm telling you, that is not like me. I know we spoke about it. I thought that you had the RSVP by the 31st. That, okay, we will talk on that. I'd like to get more information on that and really, really see what happened. But I had spoken with you, and I think you were going to get back with me because we were going to prosper. I know you did the workshop. What was your workshop title? What did you speak on?
I spoke on creating healthy boundaries in relationships.
Okay. Okay, and they were broken down in hour sessions, 45 minutes or half-hour sessions. I know there was a lot of things going on.
We had an hour and 30 minutes.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, I'll speak with you on that. I have been, like, moving, you know, we've been moving since it's been actually 1 month yesterday. Yeah, the 30th. We've been moving since December 30th, interchanging, connecting in, moving back and forth with crews. And it's a fast-moving day. And I usually stay on top, but I got that date mixed up because I thought that was the register by the 31st. I thought it was registered by the 31st. I didn't know it was going to be happening on the 31st. So my screw up on that one. But I am so glad that it went well. I know there's going to be more. I'll sit and talk with you about it. I'll get back with you. Yeah, we're going through many, many phases here. I'm interacting with many, many, many personalities, and you know I'm loving it to death. Okay, I'm just loving it because my thing is keeping everybody up, happy, bright, and light, no matter what, okay? So I have to get plenty of rest. So when I greet them, I have that beautiful smile and that welcoming tone so that I can help get them through their day and make sure, you know, I do my little thing. But we'll sit and talk about it. I had great fun today. So actually, I was doing the summit today. I was doing the speaking. It was a very, very exciting day in for me. But I am like ecstatic that February, the third Thursday, listeners for Black Women in Wellness, they do that Grown and Sexy, and it's something good to tone into. You're going to get a lot of information, great, great guest speakers. It's a lot of fun. So if you have an opportunity to tune in on the third Thursday, and Stephanie sends out that link, and I'll put it out there. And sometimes we're able to go in. I don't like to go in and have to come back out because I do a Think Thursday. So I try to go in and get the beginning, and it depends. If the host switch up on me, then I'm locked out. I try to catch it before the close. So I just enjoy just all the education and the information. It's always so beautiful, relaxed participants there, you know, and everybody is eager. So I would like to say on the third Thursday, listen in to Grown and Sexy. That's hosted by Stephanie Haynes. She's out there doing a lot of things. Stephanie, I'm going to say to you, we appreciate you. We went into that heart chakra, and as you were speaking, it is sitting in the middle of the lower and the upper chakras. It's dead in the middle. And I never looked at it like that. But I, as you were talking about it, I have, and we speak about affirmations. You know, I like to look at my cards on a daily basis along with repeating affirmations. And this one card that says generosity, and it says, speaking from the heart will let those around me know how I feel about them. My generosity will touch another person's heart and replenish their spirit. And I just, you know, that's just me every day. So when you put it out there, it boomerangs right back to you. And it's a wonderful, wonderful feeling. So I just wanted to share that with you, know that I do my research over here. I have been looking at my beautiful cards, and I love my wonderful gift. I keep it where I can get my hands on it very quickly. I don't like to go looking for it. So it has this special place. And thank you again for being there, for being here with us, for doing a great work you're doing in the community and coordinating all of those events out there. They got the top coordinator to get it done. I'm telling you, Stephanie Haynes is the lady gal. This goes back way back, and whatever she touches, it's going to move right, it's going to be right, and you're going to definitely enjoy it. Stephanie, we love you. Can you give us a closing word before I take us out? We got about 2 minutes.
All right. All right. So next week we'll be talking about the throat chakra.
Okay.
I want you to remember, yes, words have power to both destroy and heal. I'm going to say that again.
Okay.
Words have the power to both destroy and heal.
To restore.
Both. Say it again now. to restore and reheal. No, destroy.
To destroy. Oh, yeah, that's right. You know that. Let me put that big. Yes, it does. I'm gonna close us out with that. We're going to talk about chakra number 5 next week. And while we're working up to it, again, as Stephanie Haynes said, words have the power to both destroy and to reheal. Did I get that right?
Not quite.
Okay, say it again one more time.
Okay, words have the power to both destroy and heal. When words are both true and kind, they can change our world.
Okay, I'm not going to try to repeat that. The listeners got it, but I like the end of it. They can both change our world. And on that note, Stephanie, have a great evening. I'd like to speak with you. I'll send you some information, okay? And as soon as we go down, I know you've had a long day. But, just give me a few minutes and I'll touch in with you. We love you. Thank you for giving us this education, for keeping us in balance so we can move right and stay healthy and get wealthier. Love you.
Love you too.
Others how to live. We care, share, we love all through the land.